Okay, I want to talk about a few more nekudos within the malacha of tofer, and then I want to move on to the sugya of amgoshi, etc. So just like these ha'aros would be somewhat disjointed, but we'll try to, pardon the expression, tie together or sew together all of the dinim that we've been doing until now. So we have a major chakira about when we speak about eino shel kayama, is that a din that only kesher she'eino shel kayama is going to be pater? Is it a special halacha in kesher? Or is it a special halacha in malachas hachibor? Is it a din that all malachas of chibor have to be shel kayama? And if it's in a shel kayama, it's going to be okay. Or is it not a din in malachas hachibor, but it's a special halacha in kosher? Another way of saying that question is whether the malacha of kosher, is it a malacha of asiyas hakesher? Or is the malacha of kosher a malacha of asiyas chibor? And I saw my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Brown, in his Sefer Tevas Moshe, point out that there seems to be a stira in the Ramah, in this Nekuda, two different Ramahs that we learned already. On the one hand, the Ramah in Simen, Shin Yud Zayin, Seif Gimel, the Ramah has two opinions about Tfira, She'ena Shel Kayama, two opinions about sewing when it's not Makuyam. And we spoke about that these are two shitos in the Mordechai, in Simen Tafnun Zayin. Either it's Chayiv Min HaTayra, it's Mutter Legamre, right? Those are two shitos in the Mordechai. And yesterday we spoke about the Karban Nesanels in between shita. The Ramah quotes two shitos, and he writes, Ein lahakal b'fnei am ha'aretz. That means that me'ikar hadin, the Ramah holds its mutter, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Beferish, me'ikar hadin its mutter, but ein lahakal b'fnei am ha'aretz, because am ha'aretz is going to make a mistake. That l'cha'ira means that if it's ein shel kayama, so it's not going to be considered, if it's ein shel kayama, it's not a chibur. Fundamentally, we hold Tfirish in the Shalkayama is mutter. That means fundamentally, we hold that there is a klal yadua by all malachos of chibur. All of them are learned from kosher. Kosher is a malacha of chibur. I equate tofer to kosher. And therefore, by tofer, in the Shalkayama, fundamentally, it's mutter because kosher is malachas hachibur. And I make a gezeirah shava from tofer to kosher, from kosher to tofer. That seems to be the pshat in the Ramah. Aval nishela tasha'ila, that the Ramah himself paskens like the smag, that you're chayiv if you tie a knot on the string onto itself. No? We have a few different opinions as when the Gemara says that I'm chayiv for tofer. Only if I make a kesher, because if not, it's ein shel kayama, v'hu einu miskayim. So some say that your chayiv, the Gemara says your chayiv, kishe kashran. Is this a kesher that you can be chayiv for or not? The smag says you're chayiv for the kesher. That means I'm chayiv for or not, one thing unto itself. That means l'cha'ira, that the malach of kosher is not malachas hachibur. If the malach of kosher is not malachas hachibur, so then it could be, or then it can't be, that you will learn tofer from kosher. The malacha of kosher is asiyas hakesher, so then simin shin yud zayin sif gimel doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Brown is bothered by this stira. He asks, I don't understand. On the one hand, the Ramah paskins tfira shein shel kayama fundamentally is mutter. On the other hand, the Ramah paskins that making a knot on a string unto itself is going to be chayif. And those two opinions seem to be disagreeing regarding the nature of kosher. So Rabbi Brown suggests that maybe it's a chumrah of the smag himself, meaning, or maybe the Ram, I should say like this, the Ramah does not fundamentally agree with the Smag. The Ramah is machmir like the Smag. That's his suggestion. I think it's a nice approach, but we had a different suggestion. We suggested that maybe tying a knot unto itself is only going to be chayiv if you're using it to be mechaber two things, like what we spoke about the tefillin with the bias, what we spoke about with the chut shel tefira with the beged. I think that also answers this support, the supposed stira in the Ramah. So that's the first nekuda I wanted to mention regarding tofer. The next nekud I wanted to mention is the Gemara says on Ayin Hey that Amar Rav Mosaya Chutcho Tfira is Chayiv Chatos. If you just pull the string, you're Chayiv Chatos. Rashi learns that you have a beged that's already sewn, and you pull the string, and it begins to fall apart, and you pull the string, you're going to be Chayiv Chatos. That's what Rashi writes. The Pashtus is that you can't be chayiv achatos if there is no kesher beforehand, no? You can't be chayiv achatos if you pull two things together. If you have two stitches and you pull it together, I'm not going to be chayiv because it's still eino miskayim. So l'chari, this Gemara is a raya to the sheet of the Rambam that you can have a chiyuv for tofer without a kesher. I can have a chiyuv for tofer when it's three stitches, even without a kesher. And the case of Moisea Chutcho Tfira is chayiv, even though there's no knot. It never says in the Gemara that Moisea Chutcho Tfira is going to be chayiv mishum, right? Only when you're kosher. And that wouldn't make any sense, because the Gemara says Moisea, I'm pulling the string. Ah, you don't tie a knot, how are you chayiv? It's not Shel Kayoma. Teretz is, it's got to be that three stitches is going to be chayiv, even though it's not Shel Kayoma. No? And therefore, if I pull the string, I'm going to be chayiv. Now, it's worth noting that Judaism is a Gevaldic religion. We love Yiddishkeit. That's one ha'ara. Second ha'ara is that the Rambam sometimes says things that make us pause and think about dinim in different ways. And the Rambam tells me in Perek Yud that Moseyach Chut Shel Tfira, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, Moseyach Chut Shel Tfira B'Shabbos is Chayiv, Mipnei Shehu Mitzarchei HaTfira. It's an interesting lashon, no? The Rambam says, when I pull the string, I'm chayiv, because it is mitzarchei hatfira. It's part of the tofer process, no? I'm chayiv because it's part of the tofer process. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Now, what exactly the Rambam means when he says that it is mitzarchei hatfira? The Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Mem, the Beis Yosef says that the case of the Rambam of Moseya Chutcho Tfira is that before I sew, I pull the string. No? Did any of you guys ever sew? Did you ever sew a button? It's mamish like a lost art, no? Mamish a lost art. I've sewn one a few times, but not that much. Chutcho Tfira, she Niftach, Asr lo Maskho Mishum Taifer. That's the Tur Shin Mem Seif Avav. The Rambam writes, Mesei Chutcho Tfira is Chayim et Neishu Mitzarche at Tfira. Mashma Midavarav Zak the Beis Yosef, Shumafarish Mo Sei Chutcho Tfira, Sherumtze Litporbo, Kadesh lo Yiyah Kavutz. Ulofisha Dorazam Mitzarche at Tfira, Hu Chayiv Chatos. That's a fascinating idea. The Psham may say a chutzot tefira is I'm not yet doing the malach of tofer. I'm preparing to do the malach of tofer. This is the way the Beis Yosef finds the Rambam, no? So I pull the string, but I'm about to sew. I pull the string, so now my string is tight, and then I can go in and out. If the string is loose, if it's like an Erev wire that's, you know, hanging down, which Kayadua, like we're not so into, but Mishnas Yankov isn't so into it. But if it's like hanging down, they have like a bit of an arc, you can't sew well with it. Zok the Beis Yosef, the din of Mitzarche Hatefira is before the Tefer. Meaning, if I understand Beis Yosef properly, to be chayav for Tofer, of course I need a kesher at both ends. Or else it's eno miskayim. But if I'm preparing for a Tefer, I'm also chayiv. I'm doing chelak shlav aleph of tfira. I'm going to be chayiv at that shlav aleph, presumably when I end up going through the entire process of tfira. Why do you need to say it? Right? If I'm going to be sewing the whole thing, why does Rambam need to tell me? Teretz is there, it's tzvei mentioned. There are two people involved. So I ask you, I say, Eli, pull the string so that I can sew. You pull the string, I sew. I'm going to sew and tie two knots, so I'm chayiv. You're Moseya Chutzot Fira beforehand, you're chayiv. The Rambam is understood by the Beis Yosef as saying that Moseya Chutzot Fira is Kodem Hatfira. Aval, L'cha'ora, in divrei ha-Beis Yosef pshutim b'chlal. Harei ha-Rambam ba'od kama makomos, kosav lashon, she-hariza mitzorchei, whatever, no? The Rambam schreibt in, the Rambam writes, that most the Rambam in the Malacha of Bishul in Mevashel, the Rambam writes that if I am magus, if I stir the pot, I'm going to be chayiv mishum Mevashel, and his lashon is shekala osa davar mitzarche habishul hareza Mevashel. Let me read you the Rambam. Parak Tes Halacha Dalet. Echad anosin as ha'or, echad anosin as ha'etim, echad anosin as ha'kedera, echad anosin as ha'mayim, echad anosin as ha'basar, echad anosin as ha'tavlon ba'achar behigis, kulam chayovim mishum mevashil, shekol ha'osedovim mitzarchei habishol reizim mevashil. But the Rambam is saying tzarchei habishol is mevashil. The magus is tzarchei habishol. That means that the guy who is stirring the pot is also doing something that is tzarchei habishol and therefore is also chayiv. Now, in that case, when I stir the pot, l'cha'ora, what I am doing is I'm stirring the pot at the end of the bishul process, not at the beginning. The Beis Yosef's pshat of Mosea Chutzot Tfira, that I'm chayiv before I begin to sew, right? That does not work well with the lashon of the Rambam, who in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, I am chayiv for hagasa because it is mitzorche habishul. Tzorche habishul over there, l'cha'ora, means that it is done at the end of the bishul process rather than at the beginning of the bishul process. That l'cha'ora is what emerges from that Rambam. Similarly, there's another Rambam with respect to the malacha of melaben. We know that there are two types of sochet. Schita, squeezing, can be chayiv for one of two malachas. Squeezing could be chayiv for the malacha of dosh. No? Just like schitas peros is dosh. You're extracting. There's also schita, which is going to be chayiv for melabein, for laundering. Soichet could be chayiv both for melabein and for dosh. The Rambam writes that how come you're chayiv on soichet mishum melabein? Zok the Rambam, it is mitzorche ha libon. What does that mean? I think what that means is as follows. Have any of you ever used a washing machine? If you haven't sewn, So, like, I could be meichel you. But if you never use the washing machine, right, we've got problems, right? So here's the thing about washing machines. You put the laundry in the machine. It goes around and around and around and around. One of my oldest son, when he was like a year and a half old or so, his favorite thing in the world was watching a washing machine. It like kept him entertained for like hours. Like unbelievable. He's just sitting there like watching it go around and around. So a washing machine goes around and around. And it gets really wet at the beginning. It fills up with water and it goes around. And then at the end, you have something called the spin cycle. What's the use of the spin cycle? You're basically squeezing the water out of the begadim. Right? When the begadim emerge from the washing machine, they're not sopping wet. Is that correct? The reason they're not sopping wet is because it did all the spinning. Schitas mitzarchei habishul v'cha'ayra means in the Rambam that the schita is the last stage of the bishul. The schita mitzarchei ha Libun means that the schita is the last stage of the Libun. So it seems to me, Hanir Lofi and the Estaiti, that the other places where the Rambam uses a lashon of Hareza Mitzarchei, the Rambam is talking about the end of the process. So therefore, the Perish of the Beis Yosef, that Moseach Chutzal Tfira, is talking about the beginning of the process, it would seem to me to be very unlikely. If it's talking about the end of the process, so then I can only explain that if you hold that you're chayv on gimot firos within, gimot firos without a kesher. This is the way I put the sugya together. Okay, so Mosei Chutzal Tfira, the Lashon HaRambam is mitzarchei hatfira, two perushim, before or after. The perush of after fits in much better with the Rambam elsewhere, and the perish of after only makes sense l'cha'ayra if you hold that gimel tfiris is going to be chayiv bli kesher. This, I think, is the way I can put the sugya together. There's a truth in the Radvaz. In that sefer I have by my makom, the Minchas Ariel. He has this. If you remember, we had a discussion about a Rambam, a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed Vav, that if I soak kernels of grain in water until they sprout, I'm in violation of Zireya. No? Remember that, Din? By soaking until it sprouts, I'm in violation of Zireya. What's the pshat? Right, Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Aleph Shor Rechit Musorim B'Mayim Harisa told us Zoreya B'Chay B'Kosher. The pashtus in this din is that I'm going to Chayiv because I am creating roots. I don't know. Have any of you ever done? It used to be a thing that people would take like an avocado seed. You know, the avocado seeds are very big, and people would leave that avocado seed in water. You put like some toothpicks in the avocado seed, you leave it in water. Then it begins to have roots that come out. And then you take it and you put it in the ground. Or sometimes people do it with the onion. You take a tzivola and you take that onion and you leave it in water until it begins to come out. And then you plant the onion. The pashtus in this din of shayrechitim usayrim means it is preparation for zriya in the ground. That's the pashtus. We entertained another possibility that maybe this is a rai le'echai for zireya in the water itself, that zireya doesn't have to be in the ground. But the pashtus in this din is I'm chayiv because I'm preparing for zireya. So the Radvaz, by the way, who was he? When and where did he live? Before Moshe Rabbeinu or after? After Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Moshe Feinstein and after?
Before.
Oh, so that's the answer. We know everything about the Radvaz. So the Radvaz is Reb David ben Zimra. He was the chief rabbi of Mitzrayim. When he's 80 years old, he decides, you know what, I'm nearing the end of my life. I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't want to be bothered. So he moved to a part of Eretz Yisrael where there's basically no Jews. So he picked the town of Tzfat. his bad luck, right when he chooses Tzfat, there's this whole group of young whippersnappers called the Kabbalists who moved to Tzfat around the same time. So the Radvaz, who ended up living till the age of 110, he also moves to Eretz Yisrael at age 80. He thinks like, I'm nearing the end. He lived to 110, and he ended up having a group of Talmidim Besof Yamav, including Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, who is the Arizal. The Arizal's Rebbe, Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi's Rebbe, is the Radvaz.
Is this Tzadik and Tzadik and Shalvar?
And the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let him have it. So the Pashtus in this din is Shoy Rechit Musa'irim is an Isra Zareya, because I put it in the water in order for it to take roots, so I'll put it in the ground. Frek the Radvaz in a tshuva. How do you know that something like this is going to be chayiv? So Radvaz says, oh, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is just like the Rambam says, Moseyach chutsho tfira is chayiv, is because of mitzarche ha-tfira. So also this is mitzarche ha-zariya. That means the Radvaz is learning the din like the Beis Yosef, that it's a preparatory act. And mitzarche means you're preparing for Zriya, and that's why you're chayiv. That seems to be the pshat in the Radvaz. Like the Beis Yosef, but as we noted, the Beis Yosef is not so pashat. Let's talk about two other things in Tofer. Rambam writes, chapter Yud, the Rambam Perek Yud Halachi Yud Aleph, Hamidabek Niyoros, Oros, if you stick paper together with glue, Yechayev for Tofer. That's what the Rambam writes. Simin Shin Mem, Sif Yud Dalet, the Din makes it. Midabek Niyoros Oros, Hareza told us Tofer Vechayev. Sticking paper together is Tofer. What about if I stick wood together, or I stuck other hard items together? Is that Tofer? So the Minchas Chinuch writes that Tofer is not shayich on hard things. There is no Tofer at all if something is hard. Tofer is a malacha only.
Is that even sticking soft to hard?
Slowly?
Is that even if you stick something soft to something hard?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Like, you stick a sticky note onto the wall.
That's an interesting question. Let's talk about two hard things for the time being. So let's say I glue two pieces of wood together. I'm going to be putter, that's not tofer, zotnim in chaskenach. Tofer is only shayich when it is two hard things. Bir halacha, shin yud, shin mem sif yud dalet. Look in the bir halacha. Hariza told us tofer. Zok the bir halacha. Tofer in yano, hu shalokeach shnei dvarim achadim, umechaber osam le'echad, v'chein hu ayudei dibuk, etc. Zok the bir halacha. That tofer means you take two things, you stick it together, even with glue. It doesn't have to be with a thread, even glue. Right? That's what we see from the Rambam about Tofer in the Yorais. That's not only with a thread, even with glue, the halach is yuchayiv. Vinirali, hu adin kishem medabek eitz la'eitz ayudei debek kanahug gam king shem tofer olav. Tofer even applies to hard stuff. Even if I take two pieces of wood and I stick it together with glue, I'm chayiv. And his raya is kimatzinu begemara ayin dalanam beis de beitzem shayich nami tfira do amar shom haiman dovid chalta o chayte lepume chayim yishem tayfer ayin shom berashi. The Gemara says if I make a basket, I'm chay for tayfer. Basket is wood. You're taking the basket weaving class in yeshiva college because you need the extra credit of phys ed, and this is the only way you're getting your physical education, by basket weaving, right? So you do basket weaving, and you are going to be, you're going to be chayiv. The baskets are made out of wood. Zok the Mishnah Brura, you're schayiv on teifer, even on wood, even though it's hard, right? A hard item, l'cha'ira, shouldn't be shat to teifer, because you can't stick a needle through it. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. The Mishnah Brura has a raya from a Gemara that the Minchas Chinuch is wrong. Okay. Comes someone, Rav Nevin Salman, his sefer, and he's doche. He says, remember, what the Minchas Chinuch means is if I have a hard piece of wood, I'm not chayv on teifer. When I do basket weaving, the wood that I'm using is not hard, no? The wood that I'm using is soft. If it's soft wood, so there can be teifer. It's not a din that eats is not shayach to teifer. Right? It's a din that hard stuff isn't shayach to teifer. Maybe if I have a soft thing, even though it's made out of wood, it could be chayiv. I think that's actually a very fair dichoy of the raya, or a very fair defense of the minchas chinuch. However, it seems to me that the yisod of tofer is I stick things together al yidei something else. I have something, glue, that attaches things together, a string attaches things together, so much so the lashon of the halacha is it's na'aseh la'achadim. No, it becomes like one zach. Right? We explained that this is the difference between kosher and tofer. Kosher doesn't want real become one thing. Tofer becomes one thing. Bazeh, there's a book called The Shabbos Kitchen. I haven't used it in many years, but when I said shiurim tovshin samachay, apparently I used The Shabbos Kitchen. And in The Shabbos Kitchen, it's written by Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen. I wasn't crazy about the book, actually. So I sent him, at the end of that summer, I sent him a list like of 10-page letter of like all my horrors, but I didn't like the book. He never wrote me back. I don't know. But he has as follows. He kind of is that if you... You know they have like these boards of cork and you stick cork. You have a cork board and you stick pins into the board. And you put a piece of paper on the pin. And you attach the piece of paper to the cork board with the pin. No? You know what I'm talking about? He says that you're in violation of Tofer. Why? Because I'm attaching two things, a third thing. I have a pin, and it's attaching paper to the cork. So I'm chayv tofer. Now, Hanir Lefiyin is daiti, that this is not tofer at all. No? If the yisod of tofer is that it becomes la'achadim, that it becomes like one thing. I stick two pieces of wood together, even according to the Mishnah Brura. I'm chayv on wood, but I glue the wood together, it becomes like one big piece of wood. That's his lashon. That's nasa la'achadim, no? I don't think if I stick a piece of paper onto the cork board, I don't think I'm chayv. He goes even further. He says you shouldn't use a magnet on your refrigerator on Shabbos to stick a piece of paper on the refrigerator, no? Do people know what a magnet is?
Fridge magnet, sure.
A fridge magnet. No, this you might have never heard of a washing machine or a thread and needle, but a fridge magnet you heard of, right? Oh, so I take a fridge magnet and I stick a piece of paper on the refrigerator. Is up there, that could be a mlach of tofer. And I hear this and I scratch my head. What? Is that nasa achadim? I mean, especially if our svara from yesterday that we quoted from Moshe Feinstein and from the Chazon Ish, that a diaper pin is not tofer, because the diaper pin, it's clearly not. Everyone could look at it. It doesn't become the same unit, no? Isn't that the svara that we said? So, using a magnet on the refrigerator. Nirulafinis daiti mamash is a baror lachalutin. That there is no isser in using a magnet and attaching something to the refrigerator. Chavis. I'm fairly convinced of this. Ellie, you want to argue with this one?
No. I've done that one before. He said attaching bigger things is not attaching bigger things. It could be tofu if you make it into one. Why isn't it bone up?
That's interesting. In other words, attaching wood. Why is it not bone up?
Why is it tofu instead of bone up?
As if I take the, like in the Mishnah Berurah's case, if I take the wood and they stick it together, why is that not bona? So let's say we hold like those Rishonim, like Rashi and the Yirei and the Ein Binyan and the Kelam. So that's why it's not bona, right? If you hold that there's only Binyan Bekarka, so if I take two pieces of wood together, I'm not going to be chayev for bona. But I might be chayev for tofer. And the Hanami, I think if it would be attached to the ground, so then you could be chayav for bone and tofer, no? That's an interesting sfera, no? If I lay
every
brick, if I build a house and I lay bricks on Shabbos.
Every time you do bone, you're doing tofer.
Not every time. In other words, if I build a gigantic Lego home and the pieces just stick in, tofer involves, I use a third item to be mechaber two things. If I have Lego and I just stuck one piece onto the other and it locks in place. If it's the Lego that's going to last for a long time, it could be that's a bona. No? That's clear in the Gemara Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Misatet ha'avonim. The nidbach tachtel, nidbach elyon, etc. Lav dafka, is there any cement there? You could be chai for bona. You put it in a way that it's going to last there for a long time. You could be chai for bona. Tofer requires a third item that's mechaber the two. But I never realized this. No, if I build a brick building, look across the street, first wall, there's like mortar, right? There's cement that holds the bricks together. No? Okay, I'm chay for tofer and bona when I do that. Well, don't try that. I don't
build that.
What?
No, don't try
it. According to Minchas Chinuch, I'm not chayev for tofer. That's right. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, I am.
I mean, don't try it on Shabbos.
Don't try it on Shabbos.
Try it the rest of the week.
Huh?
You try it the rest of the week.
Yes. I allow you to build a house the rest of the week. Sheishas Yamin Tavod. Good. We're makel on that. In our yeshiva, we're makel on Sheishas Yamin Tavod. In other yeshivas, they're not makel on that shayla, whether you're allowed to go to work. In our yeshiva, we're makel. Sheishas Yamin Tavod is also a mutter. I want to talk about another shayla. It's not the most pleasant shayla. Diapering babies on Shabbos. So there are many shaylas that could come up in terms of diapering a baby.
What's the third item that you're attaching?
What?
You're not attaching.
So I'm taking the diaper, and I am taking those tabs, and I attach the tabs to the diaper. So is that toifer? So l'cha'ira, that's tofer she'ena shel kayama, no? Because when I take the tabs and I attach it to the diaper, the intention is that the diaper will not stay there for more than 24 hours. It's tofer she'ena shel kayama. Agreed? Even though ein l'hakel b'fnei am ha'aretz. But we pointed out that if it clearly is known to everybody that it's meant to be done and undone, so you could be mikvah in Eshel Kayoma in Gansen, right? That's what we spoke about with zippers, which Shlomo Zalman said, etc. So Taifer Shein Eshel Kayoma is not shayich by diapering the baby. However, there are two other problems. One is the tabs come that they're stuck together. No, they come from the factory. They're stuck together. I rip the tabs open, then I attach it to the baby, then I use that tab to diaper the baby. But you know what I'm talking about with the tabs? So is that a shayla of Korea? Ripping the tab open, is that a question of Korea? So the Megillah Sefer, the end of chapter 23, Megillah Sefer says, that this issue is a machlekes in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Katin Chaf Gimel. The case is something, one second, that is attached together only until it will be opened. Is that called Enosh HaKayama? The shoe repair man ties the laces together, intending it's going to be opened at some later point. He doesn't want it to remain stuck together forever. He would like it if you buy the shoes right away and you undo it right away. Is that called Shokayom or Inish Shokayom? So the Mishnah Brura, Shin Yudzayin Sif Katan Chof Gimel, has a machlokas between the Levush and the Yamshor Shlomo on this Nakuda. So he wants to say, maybe you should try to open the tabs before Shabbos, because if you don't open the tabs before Shabbos, you'll be in violation of Korea, potentially, if you open it on Shabbos. I heard this years ago from Rabbi Sabolovsky. He gave a contemporary halacha about child care on Shabbos. So he mentioned this point. Now there's a problem, gentlemen. If you try to open the tabs of your diapers before Shabbos, the diaper might not work. No, you'll open the tabs. It's going to lose its stickiness. Now, if the diaper doesn't work, you lose the purpose of using a diaper. So l'cha'ira, right, Mash, you could do all of Tofer through diapers, no? With the diaper pins, and now, Mash, you could do all of Tofer. So in the, what's it called? Some of the Sfarim say, yeah, you have to put it together very carefully. I don't know. The Pashtus is that we could be make on the Korea Shaila in this case, because they never intend for it to really be stuck together like that other opinion in the Mishnah Brura. But the biggest shaila, though, by Tofer is the thing about diapers is babies soil the diaper. After the baby soils the diaper, you take the diaper off and you throw it in the garbage, no? But the minhag ha'olam is that you take those tabs and you reuse them, then you stick it together, then you throw it in the garbage. That's really a shaila. Maybe that's Tofer Shel Kayama. Because those tabs are holding the diaper together and it will remain that way la'ol me'ad. That's really a shaila, Tofer Shel Kayama. The Pashtus is what you should do on Shabbos, is take the diaper and put it in a plastic bag and then throw it in the garbage, but don't use the tabs again to seal it up, because if you seal it up, it's a shaila of Tofer. Some say it's not called Shel Kayama, because anything that gets lost right away, anything that's intended to be thrown out, is not Shel Kayama. There's a discussion, I don't know if we'll get to it now, the Melech of Tzoveya. So sometimes you have toilets that have like a blue, you know what I'm talking about? There's like a disinfectant in it. It makes the water of the toilet a different color. Is that a shaila of Tzoveya on Shabbos? Could we aser flushing toilet? Like, you like asering stuff, right? Can we aser flushing a toilet on Shabbos because of the Tzoveya shaila? So I saw one Talmud Chacham who will remain anonymous has in his sefer, maybe it's not Tzoveya on the toilet water because we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that ain't Tzoveya ba'ochlem. There's no Tzoveya on food, and the water is technically food. This Talmud Chacham will remain anonymous. The Rav in a few places has a lashon about the Rav. I think he says it more than once, which is kind of funny, that I never saw such a bad svara. Right? The rabbit has such hasagas on the rabbit. How many times can you say, I never saw such a bad svara? But it's ingenious. It's creative. This is Tzoveya ba'eichlan. I don't know. I don't think so. What's a svara l'hakel? So some say, you're being Tzoveya the water, but then it all goes down in a second. Your whole kavana is nefer tzvi. Your kavana is for it to go and be destroyed right after. So maybe since your kavana is not for it to be miskayim and to continue using it, maybe that's called enel miskayim and gansen. It's a radical idea. I don't know. But perhaps that's a mahalach by the what's it called, by the diapers also. But the pashtus is, I think, you should try not to seal the diaper up when it is all done because of this question of tofer. Those are some of the ha'aros I wanted to make on the malacha of tofer. Any other questions or comments about tofer?
I think Rav Sobolovsky said that he used to pre-rip them. He used to pre-open them. And then he's like, eventually we had a 3-day yontif and we had 2 babies.
Right.
I
think the pre-opening is, it's not so pashut at all. It doesn't work after a while. Like, you got to know. But the other shayla, I think, is more of a question. Yeah. The Gemara Ayin Hey Omer Aleph, this is not necessarily it's not a sugya about malachos of Shabbos, but nonetheless, it's an interesting sugya. There were 3 dinim that Rav said at the same time. Rav said, Moseya chutcho tfira is chayiv chatos. Rav said, lo meid davar min hamagosh is chayiv misa. If you learn something, Rashi learns, even if you learn Torah from a magosh. And the Gemara has a machlokas. What exactly is a magosh? Is a magosh a person who is gadufi, someone who's like an oivet avodah zarah? Or is a magosh charshi, someone who does like magic in secret? No? Right? Secret and magic is connected. We know this from Chumash, that Paro had mechashvim, who are magicians, and they do stuff bilotehem, right? There are 2 psukim. One is bilotehem and the other is bilahatehem. Balot means beseser. Charshi means you do it beseser. So there's a shayla in the Gemara, Machloikis, what exactly is a magush? Is a magush someone who's a magician, or is a magush someone who's over avodah zarah? It's Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. So that's the second halacha that Rav said. Moseh chutcho tfira, lo meid min hamogosh is chayiv misa. The third halacha that Rav says is yodeya lechashiv tkufos hamazolos ve'eino choshev asar l'sachar himenu. If someone knows how to be mechashiv tkufos hamazolos, if you can calculate the motions of the planets and the like, and you don't do it. So then, also l'saper himenu, you're not allowed to say divrei Torah from this guy either. Apparently, the Gemara says later on that there's a mitzvah l'chashiv tkufos u'mazalos, shenema u'shmartem v'asisem kihi chochmaschem u'binaschem la'enei ho'amim. What is the chachma bina la'inei ha'amim? This is chishuv tkufos u'mazalos, calculating the motions of the planets and the like. Rashi learns this is the type of wisdom that the goyim will appreciate. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. If I tell the goy a ktsais and a nesivis, the goy probably won't appreciate the brilliance of Klal Yisrael. When you have a Jew who's able to mechashev tkufos u'mazalos, the guy recognizes ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem la'inei ha'amim. Rak am chochem benovon ha'goy hazeh. Because we know stuff also, right? In other words, there's a certain degree of kiddush Hashem when Jews win Nobel Prizes in physics, etc. No? Kiddush Hashem, sometimes in yeshivas they say kiddush Hashem is only when you do Torah mitzvahs. The pashtus in this Gemara is that there's a real value. Right? The way Rashi learns the Gemara, the goyim appreciate our wisdom when we know wisdom that they appreciate. When we know chishuv tekufos umazalos. That's the Gemara point to Rashi. Right? This was brought to us by Torah Umada today. Right? That's the Gemara's understood by Rashi. The Torah Tamima, however, in his Perish and Chumash, Torah Tamima says a little different. And in the back of the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Meir Hurwitz has something along these lines. The Goyim are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ovdei Avodah Zarah means that they worship the stars and the celestial bodies. Right? Ovdei Kochavim. Kochavim means, right, that's one of the expressions in Chazal. They serve this, they worship the sun, the stars. If I am able to mechashev tekufos umazolos, if I am able to realize and to predict how the stars and the planets are going to move, that shows that the stars and the planets themselves have no koach. Because if they would really have a koach, so it's not predictable. If they'd really be a god, they could do what they want. The fact that I am able to predict the motion of the stars, Zok the Torah Tamima, that shows he chochmastam ubinastam la'enei ha'amim. This proves that the Ribbono Shel Olam, right, the Eivishter is correct. He's really in charge. The stars and the are not in charge because I can predict their motion. That's the way the Torah Tamima learns the Gemara. I think it's actually elegant, no? It's not a Torah Umad approach, right? But it's an elegant Mahalach Hishala Atzmo. Yishlanu Bayapo. If you look in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, he quotes the source, he quotes where all these dinim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, no? He quotes where the dinim are in the Rambam, where the dinim are in Shulchan Aruch. Find where these dinim are in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam say that you're not allowed to learn from a Magosh? Where does the Rambam say that there's a mitzvah l'chashev tekufos umazolos? The Ein Mishpat says nothing. No? The Ein Mishpat quotes a smag. He doesn't quote a Rambam. Why does the Rambam not quote this din that there's a mitzvah l'chashev tekufos umazolos? We'll skip about the Magosh for the time being. Or we'll skip the Magosh. How can the Rambam never quote the din that there is a mitzvah l'chashev tekufos umazolos? So I was thinking about this kasha during morning Seder today, and I looked around, didn't find anyone who said anything. Then I realized that the answer is pashut. The Rambam doesn't quote that there's a mitzvah l'chashev tekufos umazolos, because the Rambam holds that there's an iser l'chashev tekufos umazolos. Look at Perek Yud Aleph of Avodah Zarah Halacha Ches. Perek Yud Aleph of Avodah Zarah Halacha Ches. Vashtet and Rambam. There are Isurim in the Torah. You should not have someone who's a Me'onein or a Mechashef. What is a Me'onein? Zot the Rambam. Right, so the Rambam writes, the Ma'onin means that you know astrology, you know Tekufos Umazolos, and you say day X is good for this, day Y is good for that.
That's not calculating, though.
The Rambam is going to say,
as you're doing it and you're saying
something. I'm doing it and I'm saying something will happen because the celestial bodies line up. Look at Rashi on our Gemara. How does Rashi learn? Chochmas can be naschem la'enei ha'amim. Katuv b'Rashi. It's chochmah hanikeres. Mar lahem simen nedvarev behilo chama v'amazalo shemi idin kedvarev. She'omer shanazu gishuma v'hikein. Shanazu shechuna. V'hikain. Right? What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that Mechashev Tekufos Umazolos doesn't just mean that I show them how the bodies move. Right? That might be true according to the Torah Tamima's pshat. Just the predictability itself. But according to Rashi, it's not the predictability itself. It's that I, not just the predictability of the stars and their motion itself is the issue, according to Rashi. It's, but I know that the stars line up and therefore it's going to be a rainy year. It's going to be a sunny year, a hot year, right? That's called astrology. According to Rashi, mitzvah l'chashev tkufos ha'mazonos means it's a mitzvah to do astrology. The Rambam says it's an iser d'oraisa. No?
So our Gemara is saying it's a mitzvah to do an iser d'oraisa?
So what? That can't be. Teretz is a machloikas. Look in Sanhedrin of Samachay. Eizehu me'onein. What exactly is a me'onein? So one opinion is that a me'onein is someone who does achiza seinayim, sleight of hand, trickery, stuff like that. That's a me'onein. Another pshat is that a me'onein is someone who takes like a certain bone and rubs it a few times and makes stuff happen. Reb Kiva, the Tana Reb Kiva, says that me'onein is someone who's mechashev tkufos ha'mazonos. That's so me'onein. Like ona means a zman.
There's a machlokas whether it's a mitzvah or a mitzvah or a reza?
Yes. Oh, isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
This is unbelievable. I don't know of other cases like this. But again, hello, Davarhu, that the Rambam leaves out this entire mitzvah l'chashev tkufos ha'mazonos. I would argue that for the Rambam, it's because he doesn't learn like the Torah Tamima, that just being a Nobel Prize winner is a mitzvah. He learns that the mitzvah is that they say that we're chachamim because we predict the stuff, because we do astrology. And the Rambam holds astrology is an iser d'oraisa, as opposed to, if you look in Yerideya, Kuf Ayin Tes, Se'if Beis in the Beis Yosef, and in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis and Gimel, they point out this machlokes. Is magic real? Does astrology, is astrology real? Is magic real? The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Avodah Zarah in the Perish HaMishnah that all of these things are completely bunk. They are garbage. But even so, the Torah says it's usher. Right? That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban says it works. Rambam says it doesn't work. Again, this is the famous Rambam that the Vilna Gaon writes about, Ha-philosophia ha-arura hitasai. The cursed philosophy made the Rambam go astray because the Rambam doesn't believe in all of these astrology stuff. That's because the Rambam's a philosopher. My childhood rabbi growing up, Rabbi Walter Wurzbacher, Zichrono Livracha, used to comment that he wanted his epitaph. He wanted the line on his matseva to say ha-philosophia, ha-arura, hit-usel. Because Rabbi Wurzbacher was a professor of philosophy here in Yeshiva. And he wanted his matseva to have that line, ha-philosophia, ha-arura, hit-usel. But be it as it may, that is what the Rambam says. Okay, Chaver, we should go and daven mincha. Have a great day.